Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't it ironic that the one time we make a point as a church to get together to eat is during the time that we're called to fast? We don't have suppers regularly any other time during the year, except during Lent. We get together to eat, but we're reminded that there's value in not eating. In fact, there's a point from Jesus here in our gospel tonight for Ash Wednesday. He says, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. Jesus says, when you fast, he presumes that the people to whom he's speaking are fasting. And the fasting he's talking about is not giving up chocolate for Lent, although that is a sort of fast. It's learning what we're going to hear from Jesus this Sunday in our gospel on the day when we hear of Jesus' temptation. It comes from Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. It is good to set aside earthly food for a while to remember that there is a more important food. So when you feel maybe that pang of hunger later in the day because you haven't had anything to eat, it reminds you that there's a higher food to which we are to look. So maybe we need to do a better job of learning as a church how to fast. It's a good thing to do. Martin Luther in the Catechism said the same thing when he was talking about Holy Communion. He said, fasting and bodily preparation are certainly fine outward training, but, and he goes on to talk about the Lord's Supper, he presumes that Christians are fasting. Let's start tonight by turning our attention away from earthly food to the food of heaven, to a heavenly meal, but a meal that our Lord Jesus makes available here on earth. Tonight, we begin our Lenten midweek series, and I've been kind of rattling around my brain what I wanted to do this year. A couple years ago, I talked about baptism. Last year, we did a series on the book of Hebrews. And I thought I want to talk about Holy Communion because I love talking about Holy Communion. And so I decided what we would do this year is we would just take words from the words of institution, from the words of our Lord that you hear me chant every week, and just focus on a word at a time. Tonight, I just want you to think about a little two-letter word. You've heard me say it before. Little words in the Bible are the best because they have so much meaning. Perhaps there's no greater little word in the Bible than the word is. And perhaps there's no word that's caused more division in the church than that little word is. You see, you and I, we gather here taking a little detour out of our ordinary routine. I'm like astounded how many of you are here tonight. It just made my night to see such a good turnout for Ash Wednesday. Why do we come? Is it so we can get ashes on our forehead and people can look at us funny when we go in the store? We don't do it till the end of the day, so it's not like anyone's going to really see us. We'll probably go home and wash them off. Why do we take time out to come here? Well, because there's something that calls us that special about this season of Lent. And maybe it's our sacrifices, maybe it's the things we're giving up, maybe it just seems right to spend more time in worship, maybe it just seems like a good practice to come and get ashes on our foreheads, but ultimately, when it comes down to it, the big deal here tonight is that little word is. For Jesus our Lord, we believe, has said, "This is my body. This cup is the new covenant in my blood." And because we desire to be faithful Christians, we believe our Lord Jesus when he says it. That here, in this very place, whether you ate Lenten supper tonight or whether you didn't, tonight we will feast on Jesus himself. We come here because Jesus himself is here. Jesus reminds us in our gospel, do not lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and or treasures here on earth where moth and rust destroy. Lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. And our heavenly Lord Jesus Christ, who sits enthroned at the right hand of God, descends and makes his throne tonight in bread and wine, because his very word has said, is. It is my body. It is my blood. When you, dear Christian, come here tonight, come here finding me. Find my body, find my blood, find what I did on the cross. Know that I did it for you. Because is means what it says. The food we eat day in and day out cannot sustain us for a lifetime, which is probably why we focus on it so much. Because we need to eat it so often. It's a part of our daily routine. But if you feast on earthly food, your regular breakfasts and lunches and dinners, without taking time to feast on the bread of heaven that comes down to us, Jesus Christ, well, you're missing out. In the Gospel of John, Jesus calls himself the Word. The Word is Jesus. And Jesus says he's the bread of life that comes down from heaven, that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. All over there, is. My flesh is true food. And my blood is true drink.